Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirma Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Baba Batra, Daf Kuf Tet Vav Amud Aleph, at the second Mishnah of the 8th Perek, continuing our analysis of Nachalot and how inheritances are the system, the hierarchy of inheritances, based on the Parsha in Sefer Bamidbar. And the Mishnah states, Seder Nachalot Kachu. Quotes the Pasuk, this is the order of Nachalot. Ish ki amutu vein ein lo v'avratem anachlato l'vito. So that means, Bein kodem labat. The son comes before the daughter, and kol yotzei yirecho shel ben kodmin labat. All of the son's descendants come before the daughter. So let's say that a man had a son and a daughter. The son, let's say, had a daughter. And then the son dies, that granddaughter comes before the daughter. But kodemet lachin. Let's say there is no son, was no son, no descendants of a son, and there is a daughter. The daughter comes before the brothers. Yotzei yirecha bat kodmin lachin. And again, let's say there was only a daughter. The daughter had, let's say, a daughter, and then the second generation, the one in the middle, died. That granddaughter would come before the brothers of the deceased. Achin kodmin lachei ha'av. Brothers of the deceased come before the paternal uncles of the deceased. Yotzei rechan shalachin kodmin lachei ha'av. And again, their descendants come first. Zeh haklal. What's the rule? Kol hakodem benachala yotzei yirecho kodmin. Anyone who takes precedence in nachala, all of his progeny also does. V'ha'av kodem l'chol yotzei yirecho. And the father comes before any of his progeny. We'll see how far this goes. All right. The Gemara then says as follows. Tana Rabbanan. Ben. The Torah says, Ein lo ben, Ein li ela ben, I only know that it goes to the son. Ben ha ben, o bat ha ben, o ben bat ha ben, minayin. How do I know that a grandson or a granddaughter, or even a great-grandson, is considered to be part of the Yerusha of the ben? Talmud lomar, Ein lo. Ish ki yamut uvein ein lo, what's the drasha? Ayin alav. In other words, investigate to see whether he had a son and there's anyone left from that family, from that line. Ein li ala bat, bat habat, ein li ala bat, bat habat uven habat uvat ben habat min ayin. And when the Torah says, varatam nachlato levito, you give it to the daughter, I only know that that's true about a daughter. What about a daughter's daughter, or a daughter's son, or a daughter's son's daughter? Talmud lomar ein lo, right? Uvichi ein lo bat. Then untatem atachato lachiv. And the same drasha ayein alav. Okay. So now, how does this entire system work? Ketzad nachalam mashmeshet. Ketzad nachalam mashmeshet veholechet ad reuven. That the nachala continues to find its way up all the way until reuven, which means that a person, no matter who has passed away in the family, will still have someone that they can find through the Seder Nachalot who would be in the proper order. Now, Valeimad Yaakov, so why didn't the Braita say, Mashresh V'olechet Ad Yaakov? Because we have a tradition that every Shevet still exists in some form, which means you could always find a Ben Shevet who would be your heir, without having to go all the way to Yaakov. Okay, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Kol ha'omer tirash bat im bat ha'bein, afilu nasish b'Yisrael ein shomin lo. If someone would come along and say that the daughter of the deceased should inherit along with her nephew, in other words, her niece, who is the daughter of her brother who passed away, even if this is a great man, ein shomin lo. We still don't listen to him. The daughter does not inherit with that niece. She'en an elama say tzedukin. This is the position taken by the tzedukim. D'tanya. Bi'ar ba'av esrim b'tevet. The proper gerusha, and I'll mention this in a minute, is really ba'av. Tavna ladinana. The judgment returned. Now that's the statement from Megillat Ta'anit. Megillat Ta'anit, which of course is just a luach, which lists different days in the year that we don't have eulogies and don't have fasts, hence the name Megillat Ta'anit, because of great victories that were won either by the Hasmonean kings or by the rabbis against the Tzedukim and other sects. And And that one line, which is in Aramaic, is from the Megillat Tanit. The rest of this, which is in Hebrew, is the commentary on Megillat Tanit, which we call the Scholion. In all of the proper girsas of Megillat Tanit, the date given here is not Arba'av Esrim B'Tevet, but Arba'av Esrim B'Av. In any case, this is the background. Shayu Tzedukin Omrin, that the Sadducees said, Tirash Habat Im Bat HaBen. A daughter should inherit along with her brother's daughter. In other words, a girl had a brother. The brother predeceased the father. Father died, so the girl would be the only heir, except that her brother, who predeceased her, gave birth to a girl. And so the Tzedukim would say that both the daughter and the granddaughter would inherit together. So what happened? Yitpalan Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai challenged the Tzedukim on this. Amar lehem shotim inayin zelachem. They said, you fools, where do you have such an approach from? V'lo adam shechziro davar. And nobody could answer him. Chutz mizaken achad shayem fatpeit kenegdo. There was one old Tzedukim who was trying to say something. The Omer, and this is what his argument was. Uma bat beno haba mikoach beno tirashenu. If his granddaughter, who is the daughter of his son, who is coming through his son, she's going to inherit from him. Bito haba mikocholo kol shekein. So his daughter, who comes from him, certainly should. Meaning the daughter is one generation closer to the deceased, and therefore she should certainly inherit. Kara lavata mikra hazeh. So what did Yochanan Zakkai do? He read the pasuk that shows up at the end of Parshat Vayishlach, where the lists of the descendants of Esav, and along with it, it mentions the family of Seir, who was the family that Esav then dispossessed. Eile v'nei Seir chori yoshvei haaretz, and who are mentioned here as yoshvei haaretz, meaning heirs, lotan v'shoval v'tzivon v'anah. Tzivon and anah are brothers. Uchtiv, and on the other hand, it says, Eile v'nei tzivon v'ayah v'anah. Tzivon had two sons, Ve'ayah and Anah. Or Ayah and Anah. So, how could that be that a man's son is his brother? Elamalameh, Shabbat Tzivon al Imo, Volin Anah. That Tzivon had relations with his own mother and gave birth to Anah, so he is at the same time the father of and the brother of this Anah. And you see that nonetheless, this Anah, who is a girl, is inheriting the land. V'dilma tre ana havu. Maybe there are two different people named Ana. Amrava amina milted lo amra shavur malka. Rava said, I said something that even the great Shapur the king, which was a nickname for Shmuel. Ikadam Rav Papa amina milted lo amra shavur malka manu Rava. This goes one generation down. People used to call Rava shavur malka. So Rav Papa said, I'm going to say something that not even shavur malka, meaning Rabba, said. Because they used to call the great Chacham of the door Shavur Malka, sort of an honor title. In any case, somebody said something here is innovative. Amar Kra, Hu Ana. When it describes Ana, it says, that's Ana who found the Miyamim in the desert, whatever Yamim may be. Hu Ana Demikar, meaning it's the same Ana from before. So we have the same person who is a daughter of Tzivon and a sister of Tzivon. And nonetheless, she gets land. So Amrale Rebbe Bechacha Tapo Treini. So this old man said to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, "You're going to answer me up, and you think you've dismissed me with this vort?" Amrlo Shote. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, "You fool! V'lo Tehei Torah Shelanu Kesicha Betela Shelachem." And Torah Shlema Shlanu Kesicha B'Techa Shalachem, should not our great Torah be at least as great as your wasteful words? And then he gave him the real answer. Mala Bat B'No Shekein Yipakochab Makom Achin. Think about this. His son's daughter has power in the place of brothers. Tomar B'Vito Shurakochab Makom Achin. As opposed to a daughter who doesn't have power in the place of brothers, meaning if she has brothers, she has no power. V'nitzchum, and ultimately the Tzedukim caved in. V'yoto ayom asu yom tov, and so they made a yontif out of it. All right, so that's the rule. Now, v'yomru, this pasuk comes at the end of the story of the civil war caused against Binyamin, caused by the terrible tragedy of Pelegish Begiva. And after Shevet Binyamin was wiped out, so there's only 600 men left, no women, no children, and everybody's taken an oath not to let their daughter marry into Shevet Binyamin, and so we have to scrap together a solution by killing all the men in Yavesh Gilad, and their 400 girls marry Binyamin, and another 200 girls get grabbed at the wine dance. So the people said, Vaymur, you were shot, Pleitala Binyamin, v'leimachesh Shevet Israel. It's the commanded commitment that Binyamin's name wouldn't be wiped out. So what did they do? Yitzchak, the Vey Rabbi Ami, Malamed Shitnu al Shevet Binyamin, Shelo Tirash Bata Bein Ima Achin. They made a rule, at least a temporary rule, that granddaughters in Shevet Binyamin would not inherit, meaning if a man had a son, and that son had a daughter, and the son died before the father died, the granddaughter would not get the territory as long as there are paternal brothers around. In other words, out of the order of Nachala. Why? To make sure, because remember, every time a girl inherits land, it has the potential, and the very likely potential, especially in the case of Binyamin, of leaving the Shevet. And Binyamin had enough troubles as it was. Anybody who does not leave a son to inherit him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry with him. How do we know that? If a man doesn't have a son, we transfer. Havartem, that's the word. That Evra also is a word for anger. Famously, that's the day of Gehinom. We've seen that in Haggadah several places. Now we have another pasuk in Tehillim Nunhei, Asher Ein Chalifot Lamo V'lo Yaru Elohim. Literally, the way translating it is, he has no one to take his place, and they didn't fear God. In other words, somebody who does not leave someone to take his place doesn't fear God. So, we don't know who said what. What is it that you didn't leave behind that reflects a lack of fear of heaven? One said a son, and the other was said a student. So first he's time to Rabbi Yochanan Damar Talmid. It must be Rabbi Yochanan said a Talmid. Why? Damar Rabbi Yochanan Dain Garmei Dasira Abir. Rabbi Yochanan carried around with him a bone or a tooth of the 10th son that he buried. He buried 10 sons. So Rabbi Yochanan was aware and was not uncomfortable letting other people know that he didn't have any sons. And so he couldn't have been one who said, if somebody does not have any sons, that he's not a Yorei Shamayim, because he used this phrase to try to comfort other mourners. But he stymed Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Talmid, so Rabbi Yochanan must have been the one who said, you know, somebody who's a real lack of Yorei Shamayim, someone who doesn't leave a Talmid. When Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Talmid, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Amar Ben, so it must be Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one who took the position, someone doesn't leave a son. But is that really true? Rabbi Shimon Levi, lo azel levei tamai, he didn't used to go to any house of funeral, ela levei man deshachiv v'lovani, except for somebody who died without sons. Dichti v'cho b'cha l'holech. Weep for the one who goes, meaning going, v'yamrav Yehuda Merav, l'holech b'lo ben zachar, someone who leaves the world without a ben zachar, without a son. In other words, he would go, meaning that he did not feel that automatically somebody who dies without having sons is a lack of Yorei Shamayim. That's somebody whose funeral he would have to go to. Rabbi Shimon Levi who damar Talmid, he must have been the one who said that it's a Talmid. If you leave the world without Talmidim, then it's a lack of Yorei Shamayim. Shimon Levi who damar Talmid, Rabbi Yochanan amar ben. So Rabbi Yochanan must have been the other one, must have been the one who said, if you die without children, then that's a lack of Yorei Shamayim. But Kash Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. So then Rabbi Yochanan is really in a strange position because he is the one himself who said, this is the bone of my 10th son. So Lokash Hadidei Hadurabe, Rabbi Yochanan's own personal position was perhaps that neither one of these cases is the lack of Yorei Shamayim. But he's quoting his Rebbe as saying that perhaps his position was to quote his Rebbe, that that's the lack of Yorei Shamayim. But as far as he was concerned, that wasn't the case. So he was comfortable using his own tragedy to help comfort others. Okay, Darash Rabbi Pinchas ben Chama. My dichtiv v'hadan shamab Mitzrayim. This is in the story of the background of the uprising that led to the splitting of the kingdom. Hadad, who was the king of Edom, ran away to Mitzrayim. Hadad shamab Mitzrayim ki shachav dim yavotav v'chimetu av saratzava. That David and Yoav had both died. But look at the language. Mi'neimad v'David nemrabo Shiva. Why, in the context of David, does it say that he lay with his fathers? In the case of Yoav, it says he died. And the answer is David, Sheniach ben, Nemrabo Shiva. Rav Shlomo Niach Ben Nemra Bo Mita. So we're picking up on the earlier theme, saying that David died with children. Yoav died childless, so therefore it just says he died. V'Yoav Lo Niach Ben, that's not true. Vakti Min Pnei Yoav Ovadia Ben Yechiel. So we have in Sefer Ezra children of Yoav. El David Shniach Ben Kimoto. David left children who could take his place. Shlomo is an example. Nemra Bo Shchiva. So in other words, to lie with your fathers means that you can die knowing that someone is taking your place properly. Yoav Shelo Niach Ben Kimoto, but Yoav did not have any children who could take his place. Nemra Bo Mita. Okay, Darsh Rabbi Pinchas Bar Ben Chama, same Darshan. Kasha Aniyut B'toch Beto Shel Adam Yoter Mi-50 Makot. It's worse to have poverty in your house than to suffer 50 blows. Shenemar, how do we know? Chanuni chanuni atem re'ai ki yad Elohai nagabi. They say, please, please, my friends, have compassion on me because God's hand has come against me. And you look at the Rashbam there, he says famously, and this picks off of a drasha that we have in the Haggadah, although it appears nowhere else, that since the Makot Mitzrayim were described as a finger, and that was 10 Makot, and here, it says, God's hand has come against me, so he must have suffered 50 makot, as it were. The Kamer Le Chavre, what did his friend say back to him, several cycles later in the dialogue? He Shamar Al Tefen Al Avin Ki Al Zeh Bachar Tamioni. You picked this over poverty. In other words, you accepted this series of afflictions rather than poverty. So poverty is worse. So again, the same Darshan, Kol Sheyesh Lo Chole B'toch Beito, if somebody's sick in your house, you should go to a chacham and have the chacham beg God to heal him. Shenemar, chamat melech malachei maved v'ish chacham yichaprana. So the God's anger is the malach hamaves, and a wise person can sort of protect against it. So you go to the chacham and ask him to protect against it. Okay, the end of the Mishnah said, Zeh HaKol, Kol HaKerem Menachalai Yotzei Rechol Kodmin V'Av Kodim L'Chol Yirei Tzei Rechol. So now, by Ram Bachama. Ram Bachama asked a question. Avi Ha'av V'Achi Ha'av. If you have the grandfather of the deceased and the uncle of the deceased, you go on Avraham V'Yishmael B'Nichse Esav. So Esav, his uncle, that's Yitzchak's brother is Ishmael, and his grandfather is Avram. Let's say Esav predeceases both them. Esav and Kodem, who comes first, Avram or Ishmael? So Ravas turns around and says, I don't get it. Toshma, Avkod and Nuchol Yitzhak Recho. Father comes before any of his descendants. So Avram is going to come before Ishmael in this case. Right, so that was very obvious. So what happened here? Rami Barchama, why did Rami Barchama even make the mistake of asking this question when it was the answer was quite obvious? The answer is that Rami Barchama was concerned about a different question, and was thinking about that, and therefore was not focusing on this point as he asked it. Agav churfei lo ienbeit, meaning he was so strongly involved in something else, he didn't pay attention to this. What was that? Bar Rami Rachama, avi ha'av ve'achav ve'achiv, kegon Avraham ve'Yaakov b'nichsei Esav. This is what he really wanted to ask. If you have Esav dying, and you've got Avram alive, Yitzchak's gone, and Yaakov's alive. So he has a brother and a grandfather. Ezemen kodem. So who's first? Amarava toshma avkodem l'chol yitzhak yichol. The end of that clause in the Mishnah said, father comes before any of his progeny. So what was the question? The answer is, here it's not so simple. Ram barchama yitzhak yichol shelo v'lo yitzhak yichol shel b'no. He said, maybe when the Mishnah said that a father comes before his progeny, it's before his own progeny, not before his son's progeny. And hachinam mistabra, and I'll prove to you that I'm right. Because after all, what we said is anybody who takes precedence in nachala, his descendants take precedence also. So think about this. If Yitzchak were around, Yitzchak kodem, Yitzchak would come before Avram as the father of Esav. Hashta namidaleti Yitzchak Yaakov kodem shramina. So since Yitzchak would be first in line, if Esav had no kids, and Yitzchak were alive, Yitzchak's not alive, Yaakov takes his place, because Yaakov, functioning not as a brother of Esav, but as Yotzei Rechov Yitzchak, has priority. Shma Minah. So the second question, really, Amram Bachama had a successful answer, shooing away Rava's animadversion. But the first question that was asked because Amram Bachama wasn't thinking, he was so focused on the second question, And there indeed Rava is right. It's fairly straightforward that Avram would inherit before Yishmael. Okay, I'll pause at this point. We'll pick up in the next Mishnah, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have